With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is defending the seizure of an oil tanker off Venezuela, despite dictator Nicolas Maduro's protests and criticism from Democrats here at home.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem told the House panel the purpose was
to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt added,
"We're not going to stand by and watch sanctioned vessels sail the seas with black market oil, the proceeds of which will fuel narco-terrorism of rogue and illegitimate regimes around the world."
Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland,
"The real goal here is clearly regime change in Venezuela and accomplishing regime change by force."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Homes washed away, roads and bridges heavily damaged. There have been many high water rescues in the flooded Pacific Northwest, including Washington State.
In Sumas, near the U.S.-Canadian border.
Let me know what you want me to hold.
You can hold. I got him at the door.
The U.S. Coast Guard video shows flood victims lifted up into a rescue helicopter nearly 73 miles south in Concrete, Washington.
Looks like we now have a houseboat.
Mariah Brosa assesses the damage to her home.
About 6 feet of water underneath my house, maybe seven.
Floods are impacting a large part of the state, and Governor Bob Ferguson is calling it a historic situation. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal judge is blocking immigration authorities from detaining Kilmar Abrego Garcia again as the case plays out in the courts. President Trump has signed an executive order. It blocks individual states from regulating artificial intelligence. Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 102 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 120. This is SRN News. Florida pro-lifers are celebrating.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has killed a buffer zone law that barred pro-life demonstrators on the sidewalk outside an abortion clinic in Clearwater. National Right to Life says, quote, "For pro-life organizations, this ruling is more than a legal triumph. It's a lifeline for the vulnerable." Sidewalk counselors report that their outreach has helped countless women choose life over abortion. Similar buffer zones have been beaten in the courts in recent years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world will come together to celebrate, share gifts, and eat traditional foods as the 8-day Jewish festival of Hanukkah begins on Sunday night. Hanukkah commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, the center of ancient Judean worship, in 164 B.C. It had been defiled by the Hellenistic king Antiochus IV and was recaptured by Jewish forces. Judean culture had been influenced by the Greeks, but Antiochus attempted to quash Jewish religious distinctiveness altogether. AI on trial.
The heirs of an 83-year-old Connecticut woman are suing ChatGPT maker OpenAI and its business partner Microsoft for wrongful death. They claim the artificial intelligence chatbot intensified her son's paranoid delusions, leading him to fatally beat and strangle his mother, Suzanne Adams, before taking his own life in early August. The lawsuit claims OpenAI designed a defective product that validated a user's paranoid delusions. Bob Agner reporting.
Fishing regulators are extending a shutdown of New England's historic shrimp fishing business, effectively shuttering the industry. The sweet pink shrimp were once a winter delicacy. Maine fishermen used to catch millions of pounds of shrimp, but the business has been under a fishing moratorium. That moratorium was first enacted back in 2014. More details at SRNNews.com.